With us now to talk more about what President Clinton can expect when he meets Russia's new president is Masha Lipman, deputy editor of Itogi, a weekly news magazine in Russia. She joins us from our Moscow office. Hello, Masha.
Hello.
Now, Presidents Clinton and Boris Yeltsin always had a great rapport. Their summits were called the Boris and Bill Show. What do you think Clinton can expect when he meets Vladimir Putin? Will it be the Bill and Vladimir Show?
At least it's going to be very, very different indeed from the sort of relationship President Clinton and President Yeltsin used to have in the past. It seems that President Putin is in every way different from President Yeltsin. President Yeltsin was this very big, very special character, hearty, big, emotional, unpredictable. Here is President Putin, who is restrained, reserved, always keeps his temper, rarely smiles, and produces an altogether steely, cool look.
Putin took over this job New Year's Eve, was elected officially in March. He's not really much of a mystery anymore, I don't think. What changes have you seen since he was elected?
I agree. I don't think he's a mystery anymore. What he seeks to achieve in his presidency is based on a strengthened state, a state that is under his control, unlike the situation that we had under President Yeltsin, to try and implement the economic reforms.
And when you're talking about the strengthening of the state, you're talking about a crackdown on media, on the media empire, which your news magazine is a part of.
The raid against the offices of the biggest independent media group in Russia have demonstrated that President Putin realizes that independent press has power, that it is a force that he cannot ignore. This is a force, in his opinion, that hampers his policy. What he did by sending masked people searching most media offices was a clear act of intimidation. It was portrayed by law enforcement authorities in Moscow as part of some sort of vague criminal investigation, but I don't think too many people in Russia were fooled by this.
One of the other things we've known about Putin all along is his war in Chechnya. That's dragging on. Seems to be moving somewhat in the background. We're not hearing as much about it anymore. Do you think the Russians are prepared to face criticism from Clinton on this?
I think the Russians are not prepared because they don't think too much about it, and I don't think they care very much about what President Clinton has got to say. Over the past year, anti-American sentiments have grown in Russia, and whenever Russians smell anything that sounds like these Americans are teaching us what to do and what not to do, their first instinct is to defy it, to ignore it, to dismiss it. They don't care what Americans have to say.
Now, President Clinton is a lame duck president right now. What does Putin hope to gain from this?
I think to have a summit with the most influential leader in the world is always very important. Putin wants to send a signal, here I am, the leader of a very important, not-to-be-ignored nation, and I am treated as an equal partner. And moreover, I think what he really cares about is investment from the West. He really seeks to create an image of Russia as a manageable, as compared to President Yeltsin's days, with the economy on the rise, a country in which it's good to invest, a country which is respected by Western leaders, which is additional reason to invest in this country. And this is the end of his interest in the West, it seems. I don't think he cares a lot if Western leaders or Western public opinion or Western press criticizes his war or criticizes his stand on human rights.
So Putin wants to show that he has a manageable and controlled country. Is his crackdown on the regions a part of that?
Very much so. Over the years of Yeltsin's rule, the state institutions have weakened. State functions such as combating crime and corruption, more generally law enforcement, collecting taxes, so on, have been performed very poorly. And, of course, another problem related to weakened state is that Russia's regions, of which we have 89, have generally defied the federal center, regarded it merely as a money donor, squeezing money out of the budget by hooks and crooks and barely ever paying it back. So the task to bring them back under control of Moscow, the federal center, is a justified goal. However, the way Putin is now doing this, and more importantly, people whom he entrusted with implementing this task for him, raise serious doubts and even alarm. He established an additional tier of management in the country on top of 89 regions that we already have. There will be seven now. He appointed seven men personally loyal to him to rule these seven regions. Of these seven, six are generals. All this is truly alarming. To have army generals and KGB generals to reinstate the rule of law, them being people whose adherence to rule of law is at best very doubtful, is truly alarming.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That's Masha Lipman. She's the deputy editor of Itogi, a weekly news magazine in Russia.